Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. I'm your host today, Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Now, today's show was recorded live at the Motown Writers Conference on November 9th, 2007, in Detroit, Michigan. Our guest is author and publisher Linda Daly, who is the owner of Light Sword Publishing. You can learn more about them at lightswordpublishing.com. Light Sword is a full-service, time-honored, conventional publishing company dedicated to providing the reader with both fiction and nonfiction books from established authors, as well as talented newcomers. The range of genres that they offer includes suspense, romance, fantasy, self-help, paranormal, historical romance, mystery, sci-fi, and thrillers. And now we join Linda Daly addressing the Publisher's Breakfast, and her talk is already in progress.
So even though you're going to find a publisher one day that is going to be able to come up with a cover, try to get yourself some visuals. Put together something that, if you take it out of a magazine, but reflects the message that you're trying to get across. Because if you can sell it to your mind and your heart and your soul, you're going to be able to sell that. And always, always remember that you are the CEO and president of your company. Authors and writers don't understand. They think that it's just a matter of putting the words on paper, but it's selling those words. Self-publishing authors have it more difficult than individuals who have been picked up by a mainstream publisher because of the one problem, and that is non-returnable. If you are non-returnable, you are not going to be picked up from Barnes & Noble, any of your main companies. So what you need to do is you start from the very beginning. You put that visual in front of you. Then you begin with a tagline, a one sentence or two sentences that describes your book. The perfect way of finding out your taglines these days, we all watch cable television. We see it right there. If we hit the info button, it'll tell you what that story, what that program, that is a tagline. You put together a tagline. Then you take it to the next dimension and you take a 60-word synopsis. That's also going to be part of your analog, which is going to be the 150 words in the back of the cover and your personal bio. Prepare yourself for these things. A publisher, an agent, they're automatically going to require this. They're going to ask you for your bio. They are going to ask you for your synopsis. To make it clear and concise. And we as authors automatically want to elaborate. We want to spread it out. No, no, no. This is the time when you've got to reduce and get that story so intriguing in 60 words. That's doggone difficult. It's probably one of the hardest things. I have a chat every Saturday night on marketing your wares. And many, many writers across the United States balk at it. They say, can't be done. Well, it's got to be done because that's what captures. You've got 7 seconds to sell that book. When somebody picks up your book, they look at that synopsis. You've got 7-second window to get that sale. Nobody wants to think that you are going to have to sell that book. But that's what you've got, a 7-second window. The next step is presentation. When you are standing in front of that potential buyer, how do you capture, like yesterday when we were in that room, there were many people who have learned the hard lessons of capturing attention from an audience. Many, many of us use now computers. Look at this magnificent computer here. It's got this beautiful screen. I don't know if anybody came by my booth yesterday. We use every single one of my authors has, I created for them, a flash movie about their project. Now, it could be, mine is an epic, so I'm talking about that story. But some of them are just flashes of different characters. You put together something that is going to convey who you are, what your story is without uttering a word. They're seeing this beautiful screen moving about, telling the story without you having to say a word. Author's biggest mistake is when they pick up your book to read that synopsis that took forever for you to put together, they start talking. If you're talking to that reader, the potential reader, you've lost your sound because they did not have an opportunity to see and feel what you were trying to convey in that synopsis. So they kindly smile at you, put the book down, and move on. And you've lost your sound. So what you want to do is remember the most important, valuable things that you can do, your bio, your synopsis. Then you put together, try to get to a flash movie. They have them free on the internet. They're called Slide. www.slide.com. You can put together by taking any software that you have and making a JPEG. Windows Word can even make you a JPEG by putting in the clip arts, but something. You can take pictures of and create the scenes yourself by taking photographs of the trees outside and then place an image in front of that tree. All of the flashes that I had in regards to mine yesterday was, of course, it was a reenactment of the Civil War. That's what my book is about. But I've also had a flash about horse training for one of my authors, and it was stages. Then you put together to get your agent, to get a publisher to look at you. There are right now, in 1999, there were 6,000 new authors, new books that were put out. By 2004, there was 16,000 authors. It is estimated at this current time that there are 500,000 individuals across the United States that have a story to tell, and they want to get their books published. Do you have any idea the competition that we're facing at this point in time? And the only way we are going to be able to break down those doors and break down the barriers is to realize that writing is an extension of marketing as well. You've got to peddle yourself. You've got to pitch your book every single day. And as you're pitching book one, you've got to already be pitching book two. You've got to be telling them, this is my next book coming up, and have the appropriate materials. Find a traditional publisher. There is only two books in the history of POD that made it to a number one bestseller. One of them was Celestine Prophecy from James Redfield. He worked extremely hard because nobody would publish it. He tried to break down the doors himself. He got a little bit of a following, sold 10,000 books on his own, and a publisher said, you know what, I think this guy might have something. So they picked him up. 27 weeks on the number one bestseller. So first and foremost, you've got to get an agent that will get you a publisher, because most mainstream publishers will not even speak to a first-time author unless they have an agent. Agents are nothing more than middlemen that are going to tell you how to do the following. Put together your synopsis. Put together your bio. Put together your query letter. A query letter is nothing more as an introduction, introducing you as a writer, and you can drop in that 60-word synopsis. It's got to be one page, nothing more, because they receive, as a publisher, I receive over 100 emails a day asking, please publish my book. I only put out 20 books a year. We're a small traditional publishing company, and there are traditional publishing companies out there. There's what you need to look for anything else, is how you're going to get it out there. What, Darren?
Because we have some publishers that are already here.
Mm-hmm.
When working with your authors, do you come up with catalogs for your authors?
We come up with the brochures, we come up with the flyers, we come up with the posters. We also come up with all of the bookmarks. It's over a total of $8,500 at the current market value that we give to our authors, absolutely 100% free. Traditional publishing means that we don't charge 1 cent to our publishers. Nothing. Because we want the Cadillac. I would rather put out a Mercedes than a Volkswagen any day. Now, there are many of our authors, and I'm telling you this for true, I have 20 authors next year. Out of those 20 authors, only two of them do not need to go through editing. And when I say editing, we're not doing line-by-line editing that just takes care of the punctuation. We do a complete content and story consultant. And you may ask yourself, and why is she putting these out? I can tell you that there are so many fine minds that I see the stories, but they just haven't been polished. I have 7 kids. I couldn't afford to polish myself. I was raising my babies. You do what you have to do. So when I was very fortunate to get in, my first book sold, and then I received acquisitions for my second book, I thought, with 22 years experience in the printing business, why aren't I helping my fellow authors? I believe in the spirit. I believe in helping others and walking the path of light. So that's why we have Light Sword. Every one of us at Light Sword Publishing picked up that sword, and we're walking the path to assist others.
When you're prepared for like an event, what are the tips you think that you can give the authors and publishing companies to prepare?
Media first and foremost. Contacting your media. If nobody knows you're up there, why would they come? Then you need to have all of your marketing materials that I've just discussed. You've got to have those bookmarks laminated, clearly printed, something that somebody wants to pick up. Make sure you do the following. ISBN numbers are very important. If those individuals don't have the money with them right now, or, as I was just at the Texas Festival, I found out, there were 40,000 people in attendance at the Texas Festival. Mrs. Bush's granddaughter, well, Mrs. Bush sponsored it. Mrs. Bush's granddaughter, president's daughter, was there selling her book. Many, many people saved their money to purchase that. But they could go to Amazon, they could go to Barnes & Noble and get it for 30 and 40%. If you don't have your ISBN on your material, how are they going to be able to buy it? Always important to do flyers. You can go to Staples and get those corkboards, the big 11 by 17 posters that they make into 22 by 35, and you can get those for under $40. It may seem as it's a little bit expensive at the time, but this is your investment toward your business. Having your business cards printed by yourself, having them on your computer as a JPEG, and then take them over to Staples. They will literally cut them for you, and they will, for under a dollar, it's 87 cents a page to laminate them on both sides, and they're beautifully done. Make sure on the back side you always got your ISBN number so people can purchase it later. Have your flyers, have brochures. The latest thing is the postcards, and I saw so many of the beautiful postcards yesterday, but you know where they made the mistake? Too much information was on those cards. The only thing that we have on our postcards, the cover of the book, your tagline, ISBN number, where your name. That's all you need. You're on the postcard, the front, the back, have your tagline, your ISBN number, a little message from you, your name. That's all you need. If you are with a publishing company, you put their publishing company and never a phone number. I'm sorry. There's a lot of kooks in the world. What you do is you put in your email address, and then you have the opportunity to make a decision on who you want to contact. Another thing that you really need to think about is MySpace. I have 127,000 hits off of my cover of my book ever since it's been up there on MySpace. That's a lot, and it's free. Based on just your cover tagline, that tagline and that 60-word synopsis, as I said right from the beginning, is going to be essential to marketing your wares. Then the last final step is you put together a PSA. A PSA is a public service announcement. The public service announcement is nothing more than a portfolio that has your tagline, your synopsis, your bio. Then as you gather your reviews, you place your reviews inside them. And never, ever, ever paper a review. Ever. Because you need to have a review that is not being biased by money. Go to individuals of your church, of doctors, people of well-respected people in your community that will assist you and ask them, would you read this for me? And get the review before the book is ever published. Give them your galley and your PDF. But they have to be people that you trust that is going to be able to assist you. Then you put together a press release in that PSA. The press release should be one page, just about a little insight of you. Always include your bio, but make it interesting. Because when you're going to contact the media for local events, they receive bios all day long. They don't care. You know, they really don't. So now you've got to make them care. Make you stand out. Always have your hook in your press release. Have your hook in your tagline. That's all. Any questions? Yes.
You mentioned earlier about the bio and the synopsis, how important it is on the back of the book.
Yes.
I self-published my book, but I have forwards on the back of my book. I don't have the synopsis or anything on the back. So I don't know if that is sufficient or not, if they're describing your book.
Well, the reviews are nice, but usually reviews are for second-time authors. And if this is a book that's already been out there, then you want to attract them with the reviews. But on your first-time book, you should always want the synopsis, bio, and a picture of yourself. If you have, in fact, been published before, or if it is non-fiction, then it would go in the back last page of the book, and that would be your picture and then a bio of yourself. Something that's going to entice the reader, because you'd be surprised how many readers don't want to purchase your book if they think you're a bad person. Men, no offense, guys, but men will usually not purchase a woman's book because they think it's a chick. So that's why there's a lot of women. When I do my mysteries, I'm under L.D. Beck. It's just something to think about. Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a wonderful teenage adult romance novel.
Wonderful.
The problem is that it's like this drawing of the cat and dog who are also characters in the book, and people are thinking it's a children's book. So how do I overcome that?
Change the cover?
Yeah.
Really and truly.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
When I look at that, I think immediately, that's real sweet, but it's a kid's book.
And that's not
the
what it
cover
is.
That is your first glance, that 7-second window. What does that tell you? I would change that cover immediately.
Now, how do I do that? What's the best way to change the cover of an existing book that I've published?
Are you non-published?
Self-published? Yeah, I own all this.
Okay, well then, but see now, there's many publishers out there that you can still retain all of your rights. Right. I do not own one single solitary right to any of the books that I publish, and I've got 23. So you have to look for a good publisher, one that's really going to represent you, where you can keep your rights and own that book. But your book right now is the number one sought after if it's for teenagers. Chapter teenagers across mainstream. And you know why?
Why?
They need to replace Harry Potter. Millions of sales. They're looking everywhere for teenage books.
Well, this could be a nice sequel for a replacement of Harry Potter.
Gotta change the cover, baby.
Okay, so you recommend finding a publisher that will pick this book up.
And we'll do the illustrations for you, just like that.
Do it right. Oh, okay. Okay.
Any other questions?
Hi. I have a question. If you're in the public eye doing something else and you want to segue it and let people know that you have a broader talent, how do you use it both ways, you know, as an asset, but then also, you know.
What I do, I think discreet is better. Mm-hmm. I think that individuals, less is more, so I put both parts out. And as I'm talking to someone.
Okay. When do we meet?
You all done? Any questions? Any more questions?
I missed out when you were talking about business cards. What did you say was the best way to get out of business cards?
There's two business cards you always want to handle. One is an author. That means not the book that you're trying to pitch, but you as an individual, as an author. So I have a business card that just says Linda Daly, and it shows a book and a pen, and then I've got the screen writing as well. And then I have a business card for the books that I'm actually pitching at that point in time. So if I'm doing my historic, I have a business card that's nothing for historic. So what's the most important thing is, remember, this business card is going to have to be for 8, 10, 12 years. So don't make it flashy for this moment. Something that is going to last you. Because money does not need to be thrown away. And you don't want to be embarrassed by that reader who picks up your business card and in 10 years you think, oh, God, I hope they didn't keep that card. If you have any other questions,
oh,
I do not print on both sides, ever. If you have any questions, page 2 in this has everything about marketing your web. So if you don't have the name,
okay, thank you.
You've been listening to another edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Our guest has been Linda Daly, addressing the Motown Writers Conference at the Southern Fires Restaurant in downtown Detroit. You can learn more about Linda Daly on our website, authorsaccess.com. And if you found this talk interesting, you'll probably like the Motown Writers Next event, the Writers Internet Workshop and Book Fair, on Saturday, March 22nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Detroit Impact Center. For more information, contact the Motown Writers website at motownwriters.homestead.com. And we welcome your questions and comments. Please send them to info@authorsaccess.com. For AuthorsAccess.com, I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.